There's a duck in here.
That came out sideways. Hey, the Best of Gruen Mike is brought to you by Scott Kunith. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation. And with Scott, it won't be. Listen to the show. He thinks loosey-goosey.
You should ask him about Zillow.
I don't want to get back into Zillow.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Scott.
How dare they lower the value of my home? Scott will call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. And if he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. Scott's word is his guarantee, and he is the rising star. Scott Kunith is of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunith. S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at C-B-W-M.
You're going to hate Jeopardy James more than you already hate him?
I wouldn't mind hating him a little more.
So they're doing the whole little introduction where you meet people, and this, I'm sure this woman in the middle tells a wonderful story.
A little more volume.
She didn't wash her hair.
Once in a Prince-themed roller ballet.
Yes, I was, sir.
Cool.
So there's this company in Washington, in Baltimore.
So there's this company?
And they do water ballets, but they also do roller ballets. So they did this great fairy tale themed roller
ballet. We
didn't
need that information.
And there were three acts with different princes.
And
the act that I was in was Prince, the artist formerly known as, and we all got to dress up as Prince and
And you're all on roller skates.
All of us on roller skates.
So you're doing a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can we skip me? I'm not topping that.
All right, moving on. You're in command of the board.
So he doesn't get to tell a stupid story? It's really because he's run out of stupid stories to tell.
Yeah, he has ruined Jeopardy. He's brought analytics to Jeopardy. It's like bringing OPS to baseball and whip. He now is brought analytics and a whole gambling strategy for his career as a sports gambler.
I kind of like it.
Maybe he's auditioning.
I'm annoyed by it. Also, he made
a bet. I'm annoyed by him.
Did you see the bet he made where he said, I'll take two dimes?
Yeah, he did four dimes tonight.
And Alex knew what he meant and said, $20,000. No, no gambling speak, dick. You're on Jeopardy. It's $20,000. Stop trying to act like such a hotshot. I think Jeopardy, since he's being Mr. Analytics Gambling Casino Rules, they should just be able to remove people for no reason, just like gambling casinos.
Oh, with a shepherd's hook? Like an actual shepherd's hook?
Have security come over to him and say, sir, I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to play Jeopardy anymore.
And rough him up a little bit.
They used to cap it at five episodes.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you they wish they could do that again, because he doesn't look like he's going to slow down or get kicked off
the
show.
He's good for the show, though.
He's going to be Mr. Vegas. Then let's just act like the whole place is Vegas. Get him out of there.
Who's going to be on Jeopardy long term? James or Alex? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Terrible. What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
That's terrible.
Dick.
Can you please edit that out?
Alex
no.
Is in full remission.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, maybe what? He's auditioning.
Who said that? What a jerk. Yeah, for Alex.
For Alex's gig.
The thing about James, though, is he retired at 26.
Oh, God.
He retired a millionaire at 26 because he's so great at sports gambling.
Oh, F him.
Now he goes on here. He's killing it. He's never got, I don't think I've ever seen him get a final Jeopardy question wrong.
He's pretty amazing.
He's smart.
He's pretty amazing.
Is
totally
he?
Jealous. Yeah.
I haven't watched any of this series.
It's always on when we're wrapping up.
Right.
And he's so good at sports, too. Like, I'd at least hope that he would suck at the sports, but he's a genius.
Like a normal Jeopardy person that sucks at
NFL Teams 400.
Sports.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin.
What's
played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Code. NFL Teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green.
Pittsburgh.
Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yvonne.
NFL Team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen.
Trudy.
Anupama.
Trudy, come on.
Rams.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry.
Is Driftwood?
Dennis or Yvonne?
Driftwood, right.
Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
Raiders. I was thinking, I was trying to come, I was grasping
close, Los
for
Angeles.
His OJ name.
Yeah, I'll drift away.
And that distracted me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ha. Hey, people are getting off on getting catfished.
Yeah, I haven't read that article yet, but there's a group of guys that like to be catfished, and there's Twitter profiles where they open them in, like, I'm going to catfish you, and they send these chicks money. It's probably a guy.
Do you want any more catfish?
I don't know. It's a really weird story. I thought you'd enjoy it.
How many stupid people can there possibly be? I mean, there's just mountains of new idiots every time I turn around.
I think they were there the whole time. We just didn't have to hear from them always.
That's true.
They have a voice now, Drew.
They didn't. Yeah, they have a voice, and they have a group voice, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this means that guys are looking for gorgeous women online who are using fake pictures of another gorgeous woman because they're slobs.
Or guys using a chick's pic. I mean, it could be a guy behind the catfish.
Oh, I thought they got off on being catfished, not being a catfish.
It's the
men
do.
Who get they, off on being scammed online.
They do. I just mean the profile is a woman, but there could be a guy behind that profile.
Oh, yeah, sure. Or it could be, if they're gay, it could be. And on catfish all the time, I see this, like, you've got this chick who's like a 5. You know, she's maybe $2, two bills and some change, 5'2". Mm-hmm. And not terribly attractive. And this guy who looks like a male model is in love with her and texting her all day, every day. It's like, no, that is not the guy. I guarantee you, there's no way in a million years that guy would be in love with you. Sorry.
And they can never meet because they're always busy, even though they live 5 minutes away.
No, she thinks
perfect actually, relationship.
She thinks that he may have another love interest locally, but the fact, you know, as if she's his set, he's his like side piece. Like, no, you're his not piece at all. And he doesn't exist. Ugh, it's just, well, that's why it's fun to watch.
Catfish is great.
Do we need to give an advice show a whirl, you know? You think so? Doesn't the network need that? An advice show.
Maybe Maz and I could do it. And that way Maz gets his podcast.
Lord.
Good idea.
Do you want advice from Tom?
It would be great. Yeah.
Well, do you want Tom with Righteous Rick? I mean, he would do a podcast with anyone about anything.
He would. Well, I mean, he would do the same amount of prep no matter what the subject of the podcast is.
But that would be really good because you could get both ends of the continuum then. You have like a, you know, pro and con point. Mm.
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. Killers, Mad. Fifth Avenue Bash. Tom Kowalski died, I think it's 8 years ago now. Mm. And a lot of his friends started this charity for kids to continue Tom's work because he did the Christmas party every year out in Lake...
Kiko Harbor.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it's at Fifth Avenue. First time we've done a summertime thing. I think there's been a couple golf outings, but I think the golf outings just wore everyone out. So it's at Fifth Avenue on Thursday, June 27th, 4:30 p.m. till 2 a.m. $10 donation at the door to get into Fifth Avenue. Everyone knows where Fifth Avenue is, don't they?
Yeah, right in the heart.
Absolutely. It's pretty close to Mesa, by the way.
Are we doing the podcast then?
Well, we're not doing the podcast. People do ask about doing the podcast. We can't move all this.
Such an undertaking.
It's a huge undertaking. Not going to happen.
But not getting it.
but we will all be there.
Yeah, and that's better.
There'll be a lot of other people there. I know Double A and Double E from Fox 2 will be there. That'll bring in people right away.
Nice.
Amy Andrews and Aaron Erickson.
Good morning, Dimples.
I know. What could Amy's Instagram look like? I don't even want to know.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see. Blaine Fowler will be there from WDB. You can ask him about what's
Tom,
his bit.
When he yelled at, about deal breakers.
Deal breakers and yelling at Tom Mazzaway.
Damn it.
Please have Riley put him and Tom at the same shift.
Damn.
I love the idea. Wojo is stopping by. Charlie LaDuff. We've got more network members there. Let's see. I don't know who that is.
What's the point?
Dan Miller from Fox 2, Dave Rosema. Rosie will do anything.
I want to know who you didn't know.
Oh, he's a hockey player.
Okay.
Colin Larkin. I'll just go ahead and say it. I just didn't want to embarrass him. Dylan. Dylan. He's Dylan Larkin's brother. Yeah. Okay. So therefore he's important. Earl Kiroton from the Pistons, Double E, Greg Campy from Oakland U, great guy. Heel Perkins is going to be there with his selfie stick.
Sweet.
Wow. Buddha Edwards will be there. Jamie Edmonds from Channel 4.
Hell yeah.
Jamie Samuelson. There's more than one Jamie. Oh, my God, this huge hammer. JJ from WOMC.
Stop the hammering.
Larry Murphy, Ken Daniels, Mark, Mickey Redmond, Stoney. I mean, the list goes on. ML Elric will be there. Ryan Armani. It's, people are almost trying to get in on this thing because it's become a hell of a lineup. Yeah. So you can meet all those people. It's all for charity.
Some good auction items, too. I don't know when that goes live.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of
very unique
lunch
items.
With Jalen Rose, mm-hmm. which was not easy to come by. There's a football
Michigan
game.
Notre Dame club seats.
Club seats, and I have my seats too. And I believe
for that game,
yeah, Notre Dame,
really,
and there's some tailgate action involved too. I don't actually, you know, Riley, I'm not sure which tickets of mine he's using, but I offered him the Notre Dame seat, so I'm assuming he is. But that all that information is available. For more info, make a donation. Go to www.killercares.org today, and you can learn all about it. Live and silent auction, 50-50 drawing, online action. Online auction. Great prizes. Killer's cooler. Chance to meet with Detroit's top media celebrities.
Aye.
There you go.
The auction starts June 16th online.
What do I have to do to get you guys out there? Be on the front page of the news. Oh, it just happened. That's right. I already did that.
Where's that ranking on Detroit News? Did they already remove it from the website?
It's gone. It's there, but it's not even top 20. I mean, when I saw some of the candy-ass stories that were getting ahead of me, it's like, oh, forget it.
It's gone. Just don't worry about
it's
it.
Done.
It's gone.
Over.
Maybe not. Let's
it
see.
Did really, Neil said it was the most clicked story of the day.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're seventh in the entertainment section. So that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's not good. I'm not taking
it's
the
been
7th
two
place
days.
Ribbon. Don't patronize me.
A long time.
What is ahead of me, by the way? Now I'm getting pissed.
This is just in the entertainment section. Rocket Man, a review of Rocket Man.
Oh, really?
Somebody named Leon Redbone died.
Oh, I know Leon Redbone. What was his hit, Trudy? He had a song.
I don't know. I asked these guys, and they're like, who?
Yeah, he's kind of a quirky artist. He's okay. Yeah, I'm not too upset about that, because he did die today.
He was weird about his, like, beginnings, because I looked him up on Wikipedia. Plus, he had, a disguise going on, and his name was Redbone.
Yeah, he looks like he's wearing a Marx Brothers nose and glasses in that picture.
Yeah, he was a goofy-looking guy.
R. Kelly being charged with 11 sex-related crimes. That's ahead of you, but below Leon Redbone. Because everyone's just R. Kelly'd out.
Okay, here they are.
Some restaurant plans a midtown location. That's ahead.
Oh, really? Metro
Detroit's most unique food trucks.
Come on. That's ridiculous. No one should ever click on
that. I just did, because I got to know now.
And Alex Trebek.
Let's see. These food trucks stand out with fusion cuisine.
You are one pathetic loser.
It's total BS.
Let's see how many comments.
I would.
That story has no comments.
Can we please remove the story if it's going to be treated that shabbily? I would like it removed. That's terrible. And there's something about the algorithm, too, that's total BS. Like people, you know, new hits, new clicks. I've been on there for 2 days. How many clicks can I get?
At least the top.
I should get triple credit for every click.
At least the top comment is, hey, hey, ho, ho, this penis party's got to go. Hey, hey.
Oh, we have new comments?
Yeah, then I'm surprised he referred to himself as Ronan.
Well, that goes way back.
That does.
You, that's all you care about. I like turtles. A rare, interesting journalistic article by a non-national newspaper. Times have changed.
Oh.
Ooh.
A literary critic.
And I think those are all the new ones. Nobody still knows why you... cost this guy $6,000 in a Cadillac.
I know. And even Neil Rubin is asking that question.
I could be his next feature article. How this guy, how you costed him.
You should dig into the trolls, Neil. But you know what? I was really amazed, first of all, that to see the physical paper was weird. Because, you know, you could click on it and I'm like, hey, what a nice story. And then, you know, you see that it's doing well. And then you throw the physical paper in front of me. It's like, the front page of the paper, it's a big picture, it's above the fold. It's like, I would have never known. I would have never known.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Because I don't see the paper anymore.
There's still something. That's a huge deal.
It was pretty cool, I got to admit. Even though they don't
Ace is in so many people's bathrooms now.
whatever. I did determine, though, that... the paper misses having a media writer.
Mm-hmm.
Neil does write about media,
but
it's not his regular job. But Sminty used to do, whenever there was a major event, there'd be a story. Now I know a lot of times something happens in our business, and I look for something, and it's not there, or maybe it's there. But it's just, I'm surprised that isn't somebody's full-time job.
Yeah.
And Hammerhead was doing it for a while. BJ?
Oh, Hammerstein, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he boogied. I meant to ask Neil where BJ went.
What happened to him? He just disappeared. I don't know.
It's pretty weird. But yeah, Sminty and Bob Talbert used to write about media a lot too. So you had two guys that were pretty, I know, for better or worse.
Maybe we're just not very interesting anymore.
Well, most clicked show, most clicked story, so apparently somebody cares.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as good as that food truck story.
We are good news. You know, when Fox 2 does a story, they always rerun it like two or three times.
Yeah.
And they don't do that unless you do well, so there you go.
Oh, you'll probably be on TV this weekend because ML had cameras in for Soul of Detroit.
Yeah, the basement has been all over television. Yeah. This has been a media onslaught, really, when you think
really
about
has.
It. It really has. Between Uniquely Detroit, Ryan did a nice story on us. Mm-hmm. ML is on all the time with his podcast. And by the way, there's a new edition with Rob Walchek of ML Soul of Detroit. Rob talking about the history, and there are so many great Hall of Shame stories. So be sure to check that out. And then Charlie is supposed to have Dave Bing recorded by now. It should be recorded by now and uploaded on Sunday for your listening pleasure. And as we got to be talking about it, I realized, yeah, I'm very intrigued to hear. Will Dave Bing say, will he really speak openly about what's going on in Detroit? And about his time, too. I mean, I could have a million great questions if he would answer them, but that's what we have to find out. Hmm. I just know he hasn't done many interviews, so I'm excited for Charlie to have him on. That's great. And let's see, what else? Is there anything else we needed to catch up on from that was passed up this week?
I don't think so.
Anything exciting this weekend?
Nah.
Besides nice. Basketball and Stanley Cup?
Oh, that's right.
Basketball, if they ever play.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's this weekend?
Yeah, the story of William Hung.
It's the story that topped my story in the entertainment section.
I know.
In day two. I think they should re-release the William Hung version. I really think it might do it. Play it, seriously. I swear. I think you'll agree with me. It's not that bad.
It's not that good either, though.
I think the melody is so strong that as long as Hung isn't completely bungling a note, it's listenable.
Yeah, he is, though.
It's better than no noise at all.
You're really putting your... Let's do a Twitter survey.
It's not
survey.
A huge standard. Yeah, what's better, no noise at all or William Hung's version of Rocket Man?
Okay. And then we'll have it settled.
I'll abide by the results.
All right.
Where'd it go?
Oh, it's been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah, when we just played it.
Well, the only one I'm finding right now is...
It's probably so threatening to the original.
God damn it. Hold on.
What's better?
Oh, the Belle Isle Nature Walk is this weekend.
Oh.
Even with all the...
Ferndale Pride is this weekend.
Oh!
Saturday? Are you guys aware of this?
I was not aware of this. What? How do we show pride in our prideful brothers and sisters?
Put on the tightest shorts you have, no shirt, and go walk down 9 miles.
And a rainbow flag.
Just be happy. Yeah. What? There's a live version?
I heard something.
Yeah, it's a live version.
I'll take the live version. That's better than nothing. That's better than no noise at all. That's better than complete silence.
Oh,
come on. Don't give me a lousy quality version.
Oh, Frank Caliendo, too.
I'm getting really, really...
Oh, Frank. Oh, that's right. We talked to him about that show.
Yeah. That's right. We talked to him ages ago.
It seems like a million years ago.
It's tomorrow.
Are you telling me since we played the William Hung version of Rocket Man, it is no longer...
It's been scrubbed.
Around? I believe next week, probably week after next, if not possibly next week, we'll be talking to Mr. Skin about being Mr. Skin. 20 years of nip slips, cheek peeks, and fast forwarding the good parts by, I don't want to read the author's name, Mr. Skin with Matthew Klickstein. Matthew Klickstein, is that a fake name?
I don't know.
This is really the great story about Skin and getting from point A. You know, he was on the board of trade, he was a runner, and he was sort of hustling his way to hopefully success and living on the Gold Coast like all the successful traders do in Chicago. And then. He started to catalog all these nude scenes, and it became kind of a parlor game with his friends, just impressing them with his incredible knowledge of movie nudity.
You know what's cool in the book is he's got a picture of... He had flashcards made of every actress. He would remember it. They're written on his mercantile exchange cards. And that's how he would study.
And then they decided to do the website, and... he needed to raise money so he could live. I want to hear Hung by Himself in a second, but and they got the website up, but he had to take investments from his brother or his future brother-in-law, and I think his maybe his sister and a friend or two. And what do you know? He came up with enough money so he could take off work and still live and get this thing going. And it didn't make a lot of money at first, but eventually, when he started doing all the radio. And I think it's gonna be a long, he was such a great guest. Because you could ask him anything, and he'd know. You know, it's 38 minutes in, and it's just lower left side boob.
Yep.
I mean, he's so, so incredibly knowledgeable. He still is. He still knows nudity in a savant-like manner. So the story is very cool how Skin goes from really just being a guy hoping to make it to, I mean, this thing is a huge business. This business just kills it. So Mr. Skin coming up on Being Mr. Skin, which is available on Amazon. Do we have this among my favorite things?
You know what? Oh, boy.
Well, let's get it on there if we don't.
It will. I think it is, but yes.
And now Hung versus Silence.
Oh. where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Hang on. Sorry. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. You touched on brains before I get to fight. I'm not the man they think I'm at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold.
26 vote. Oh, I'm sorry, 31 votes so far. 52% say Rocket Man. William Hung's Rocket Man's better than No Noise at All.
If I was on a desert island and I had nothing to entertain myself, but I could occasionally turn on William Hung doing Rocket Man, I think I'd play it once in a while.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to go insane if you're on an island with no noise.
Well, but that's what, you know, Silence versus William Hung's Rocket Man is all about. Sometimes you'd rather have a little something.
Well, I thought the silence would be the length of, you know, William Hung's Rocket Man, 4 minutes and 9 seconds of silence.
Well, you could have that. You can do it that way, too.
I mean, I don't care how you do it.
I will stand by Hung.
That's the question. Then, yeah, I'd rather listen to Hung for 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, we can leave the desert island and get home, and you can have either complete silence or the Hungster for 409. We have an interesting best of, as always, Elvis's two-way mirror and things Mitch would save in a fire. Is it Mitch album?
Mitch album, yeah. Mitch wrote a column during the wildfires 2 years ago about the things he would save.
Well, that's fitting to have Elvis and Mitch. There's a great connection there. Mitch loves old music. And
okay, Mitch. See you around.
Amanda Bynes breaks her silence. Oh, God, I loved when we had the piece on all the things Amanda Bynes had hated since she went nuts.
And
all the people she called ugly. Yeah, that was hilarious. Is that on the Breaking Her Sounds? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Can you look up all the people she called ugly? Because that was that was laugh out loud.
Wasn't Drake one? No, she wanted Drake to murder her vagina, which she addresses in that interview.
The massage parlor in Farmington Hills getting busted, which is always a shame. I don't know if the owner of the Patriots was there or not. But I bet there was a boil over, too.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some similarities.
She called the Obamas ugly. Yeah. Jenny McCarthy, Rihanna, Courtney Love, Jay-Z.
Are there quotes, though? Because the quotes are usually funny, the way she calls them ugly.
Yeah, look.
She was so whacked. I miss whacked out Amanda Bynes. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's whacked again, isn't she?
I think so. I think
she's a little wacky.
She got better. She was cool. She was stabilized, and then she whacked out.
She's also posting pictures of herself almost nude, and some of them were kind of hot, even though she was nutty. I mean, a nutty chick is nutty in bed too. I mean, nutty.
Drake is ugly. That was one of her tweets.
Murder my vagina.
Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are ugly. That was another one of her tweets. Perez Hilton, he is ugly. He is not my friend. His face is scary and ugly. Please stop acting like you know me. Chrissy Teigen, quote, your ugly campaign. She was part of that.
I like her calling Chrissy Teigen ugly.
You're not a pretty model compared to me, Bynes began. I signed to Ford Models at age 13. I don't look up to you beauty-wise. I'm far prettier than you.
Wow. I don't look up to you.
I'm offended that you're saying I have a mental illness when I show no signs of it. But thankfully, not one man that wants me wants you. You're an old, ugly model compared to me. You look 45. You're not pretty, so I'm not intimidated by you. I think you're jealous that you're an ugly model whose career is uninspiring. I don't respect you. You're no beauty queen. I'm a beauty queen. And then
I would like that tweet.
Interestingly enough, they're the same age.
Well, she looks. Chrissy Teigen looks 45.
To Rihanna, unlike your fugly face self, I don't do drugs. You need the intervention, dog. I met your ugly face in person. You aren't pretty. You know it, Chris Brown.
You know it.
Oh boy, Chris Brown beat you because you weren't pretty enough.
Oh,
no one wants to be your lover, so you call everyone and their mother.
What?
Oh, ready? To Courtney Love. She's the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
Maybe.
To be mentioned by her at all makes me mad, and all my friends laugh. To Jenny McCarthy. I need help? What are you talking about? Aren't you 50 years old? I'm 27. You look 80 compared to me. Why are you talking about me? You're ugly. Police weren't at my house, old lady. Shut the fuck up.
Old lady.
To Jay-Z, ugly face. To the editors at Us Weekly, I'm talking to the ugly Asian editor and all the ugly women I met when I did a shoot with you. And I'm suing you every week you put up awful photos with false I'm crazy stories. You've never contacted me once to find out who I am or what I'm up to. And then to everyone, I have no clue. Every time I've heard it, it came from an ugly person's mouth, so I don't care about her being mentally unstable.
Oh boy.
Wow. I love her. She's great. Good for you, man.
Anyone else on her ugly list?
I didn't see anyone else.
She really put on some weight, boy, when she
finally got healthy.
Sort of gave in.
Yeah.
I love her ripping Chrissy Teigen. I don't know. Why?
I can't stand Chrissy
Why
Teigen.
Is Chrissy Teigen a thing? I really don't get it.
She was in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Probably because she's married to John Legend.
So?
The most boring.
He's boring.
Person. Yeah.
He's so boring. And I like John Legend, generally speaking, but I just don't get why she is like the queen of the internet. Isn't she? Brandon, am I wrong?
Yes.
24 million followers.
Why?
Cookbooks.
Cookbooks. Really?
Yep.
No, it's because she rips on Trump, and yeah. I think that's why.
And she does nude.
But she rips on a lot of people. I mean, she is really sort of a respected troll, if there's such a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't even understand what Chrissy Teigen. I can't even figure out why does she do that. It seems like, well, I don't know, maybe she's just trollish. I don't know.
Amanda Bynes tweeted a Kid Cudi. Who wrote? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, she wrote, "You're dick whipped by my ugly ex." And I think that's Scott Medusky, whose looks and talent have always been questionable to me. Him being the ugly duckling that he is and all. His best photos are shit compared to my best. And then she later wrote, "I would like to apologize to Scott Muscutty." Now, maybe that's his real name. "My account was hacked. I didn't call him ugly. He is not ugly. He's gorgeous and we dated. I love him."
All right.
Well, whoever hacked her Twitter really captures her voice.
Yeah, you did a great job.
So dumb.
You really got inside her.
Mm. I think that's all of them that I can see.
Okay. Well, let's see. Silverdome Memories and the implosion failure, too.
Yeah, that was great.
Got on Good Morning America with a tweet. So those are excellent memories. I mentioned Scott Kunath, our sponsor. For the best of Drew and Mike, call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or for help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746 for Scott Kunath, the rising star of CBWM, 248-797-7746 or skunath@cbwm.com.
Here's a few more. Lance Bass. I ignored Lance Bass on Twitter, and now he's saying I have a mental illness. Sorry, you're an ugly ex-boy band member with no talent or career. RuPaul. This is really weird. My dad is as ugly as RuPaul, so thankful I look nothing like you both. I had nose surgery after my mugshot, so my nose and I are gorgeous.
Wow.
And then she posted a picture of her dad and wrote, "Ha ha ha, look how ugly my dad's face is." Miley Cyrus, thank you for rooting for me, doll. You're one of the prettiest girls. I want my nose to look like yours after my surgery.
Oh, my God.
What drug is she on that makes her so, like, great at on? Tweeting?
I think it was what drug she isn't on.
Yes.
Her, yeah, something just went haywire up there. And
she's doing great now.
Needed to be modified. You know what? She lost the weight, too. She got back in shape, and it seems like everything is right back where she started. But, oh, my God, what a chapter.
Good for her.
What an exciting chapter. I hope she does it again, but maybe just for a short time, because it was fun watching her. It was fun following her.
I thought I heard that she did have some sort of relapse, but,
yeah, she,
but
I
it's
think
not
she did.
Been fun, and it hasn't been public.
She didn't call anyone ugly, so I don't think that's even a full relapse. That shouldn't even count.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they said that they put a microchip in her brain. Remember that part?
Yeah. Brandon, who are you looking at the kid that was breastfeeding?
That's probably Teagan.
It's Chrissy Teagan.
Yeah, she's always
famous
breastfeeding.
For doing whatever. Breastfeeding
really?
Yeah.
She's famous for that.
Well, because she takes babies? Dolls and she breastfeeds the dolls so her other kids, I don't know.
Why? Like and we're looking at this. Why?
Well, that's that picture. I think the other kid brought her the doll because they wanted their doll to be breastfed.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, that's because I've been scrolling through while you've been reading.
Breaking news after 70. Wait, how many votes were there here? Oh, after 83 votes, No Noise at All is pulled ahead at 55%.
Well, damn it. I got a campaign for Hung to win my Twitter battle. Brandon, can you read some comments? Does she get trolled?
No, she gets love, man.
Nothing but love?
Pretty much. It's not cool to jump on her.
Why?
Why? She jumps on people all the time.
Let's see.
What's they say?
Oh, I bet you these are probably
the dolls breastfeeding. Yeah, I hate these people who, by the way, who get crappy comments and edit them out.
Looks like you have your hands and chest full. Someone wrote that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. The comments are just so long.
Yeah.
They're dissertations on breastfeeding. That one wrote, that's in Spanish, but it's Spanish for milk. Leche.
Leche?
Chida, yeah, leche? A little bit of milk. Mm.
Lovely.
So that's fun.
That's a great comment.
Yeah.
This is all, I don't know, all their comments suck.
Precious.
I love all of them.
Precious. That's what someone
milk is so important for children.
Duh!
You look ravishing.
Jeez.
Good
you
morning,
go, girl.
Good morning, dimples.
Good morning, titties.
What did it say, Brandon?
I said it's all support.
Okay.
I bet you she goes through it, has someone go through it. Has to.
There's no way.
Has to.
There's no. She's
what
on
John Legend has to do.
She's on too many people's asses. If you're on anyone's ass, especially if you're on the right or the left, you're going to get punched back. There's just no way around it.
John
she got
probably,
24 million followers.
John probably goes through her Instagram and deletes them, and she goes through his and deletes all the bad ones, so they never have to see it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So in
love. I
love
that idea. All right, everybody, we'll catch you with a new show for Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend or whenever you're listening to this, and enjoy the best of the Drew and Mike Show.
Ow! That came out of my penis!
Memories of the Pontiac Silver Dome in rustic Pontiac, Michigan.
My favorite Silverdome memory is from 1993, when me and my man was sitting in section 305, plastered off our asses. That spilt beer all over my best warrant cherry pie tea. So naturally, after I smacked the idiot, my gots to be free and hang out the rest of the game. Then, in the second quarter, my tubes, combined with Barry's second TD, got him so excited, I had to give him an HJ right there in row 46. After that turd finished, I was on such a roll, I took on section 306 through 308. The Dome ain't never seen so many completions in the second half. Lions rule.
I mean, it blew up. Everyone covered it live. It was a big deal.
It could not have gone better, honestly.
No, for real. It's like everybody's into it now.
Yeah.
Ryan Armani and Charlie Langdon had to kill 30 minutes for a 10-second explosion because they kept going, when's it going to fall down?
Oh, boy.
And then guys were milling around. It's like, is it going to fall down on those guys? You know, because you know how the fuse doesn't let, whoa, and then it goes off and they're standing there like three dudes.
And everybody from Adamo has to get in a huddle pretending like they know really what happened when you know they don't really know what happened at that moment.
And some really good jokes too, really, really original on Twitter. They've been great.
Like Drew's?
I didn't see Drew's.
Drew's got picked up by the Free Press.
Oh!
Yeah, I showed the fans going to their cars and said,
ready for a bomb?
disappointed people leave the Silver Dome one more time.
Disappointed, yeah. Which is perfect. Better than some of the other jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit more thought.
I saw some lameness. I got picked up somewhere else, too. I was very pleased. I put like six pictures up there. I had the Fox split screen for the disappointing explosion.
Yeah.
And Ryan and Charlie and who's out there? Camille Amari, who was really, once it didn't fall down, then she started expressing sort of how disorganized the whole thing had seemed from the start.
Like fake news.
As in, who was in charge?
Ooh.
And I don't think it's Adamo's fault.
No.
Isn't that really the owner of the property that's supposed to be organizing that?
I don't know. You know, remember, Adamo did just bring down the Georgia Dome with no problem.
Well, you know they know what they're doing. You know they can get this done.
It's not like they just hired some guy out of a van to blow it up. Although it is the Silver Dome, and it wouldn't have surprised me if they did.
Ready for a bomb?
We got to watch the Free Press had their live 40-minute
so
live show. Oh, my God, it's so bad. It's funny.
I don't know why these implosions are so much fun. I won't miss one, though. I mean, the Hudson's building was just every news crew had this giant cloud of dust go through them while they were live on the air, which was hilarious.
That they didn't see coming, but everybody on TV did.
Oh, yeah, you could see. Absolutely. It's like, oh, wow, that's like 40 yards away from that news crew. And then
Diana's going to be engulfed any second.
Oh, and Channel 4 is going to get engulfed in about 20 seconds, and Channel 2 is going to be engulfed live. But this one was funny because it didn't come down. And
the countdown is just glorious as well.
How many people were there? I saw people on Facebook that had no interest in the Lions, anything ever, and they were hanging out there watching it.
There were a lot of people that dropped Rich Adamo's name on the Free Press video.
Oh, yeah.
You see that part?
He had a lot of family and friends there.
Yeah.
Some little, like, five-year-old said his best friend was Rich Adamo's son.
Best friend's dad. Or
out of a max.
It was amusing. What can I say?
I could not have gotten more joy out of it than if it actually exploded and went down. Then I just would have been like, okay.
I feel like Ryan and Charlie should be up for an Emmy for killing 30 minutes. I mean, honestly, they were there live 30 minutes talking about absolutely nothing. There was just a picture of the Silver Dome. Then there was another angle of the Silver Dome. Then there was a drone. Then there was Camille.
Ugh.
Then there was fans. Fans of an explosion.
Awesome.
Walking to their cars. And there was no information available as far as like, okay, when does it fall down? Well, we don't really know anything. Nobody's telling us anything. So it was kind of, I don't know what to expect. The other thing that's killing me about the Silver Dome is there's talk again about how valuable the property is. It was built for $55 million, I think, in 1975. It sold for $583,000 in 2002, and it's been standing there for 15 years. How valuable can it be?
I don't know what they're going to put there.
And they've been making noise about the palace and how valuable that property is and how all the people who are going to absolutely demand it, they're claiming that there have been offers, but they won't say who. And
I would think by its location.
Yeah, but the numbers they were talking about, some people were saying $300 million, some people were saying $100 million. That's a lot of money for
property.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of acreage, and somebody's got to knock down two buildings, too.
Yeah. They should just put a casino at both locations.
Why not?
You want to hear the countdown? Should we play the countdown?
You gotta knock it down!
Implosion of the Silver Dome that's going to take place momentarily. We've got
this is from the Free Press's live feed, and this girl should be up for a Pulitzer for her live feed because she killed a lot of time.
All right, that's it. Let's go, guys.
Look how excited
everybody
they are.
Everybody back.
Everybody but the players back. They're not wearing hard hats. Is that Mojo? Is Mojo out there?
Probably.
I think Mojo is out there.
He has a microphone. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it is Mojo.
It's an exciting event.
Why is somebody filming? Oh, they're filming Mojo talking to somebody. I think that's...
Well, they're filming the media in action.
Was he on there, Mojo? He on that mojo, girl.
I gotta agree with Camille Amiri. It seems very disorganized at this point.
was Herman. Was that Herman Moore taking a selfie?
Yeah, Herman was there.
Did you see him taking a selfie with the Silver Dome in the background?
I bet that fucking Mojo. They better leave this shit alone.
That's too bad somebody's swearing on the free press feed.
That Mojo, bitch.
Okay, now it sounds organized.
He on that Mojo, girl.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
What is she doing there? And who's she talking to?
Mojo.
Isn't that the guy that snailed both chicks? Isn't he? Is that him?
Herman, Herman taking another selfie.
Knock it down.
Dr. Waterman, are you ready?
The Honorable Dr. Waterman. Do you know who that is?
No.
I think it's the mayor of
Pontiac. The black chick?
Yeah.
Stay back, Mac.
Less than a minute away. Here we go.
Better stay back.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this charge button. You're going to hit that. Don't let go. Hold it right
now. Wait, they're just going over this now?
Yeah, under a minute. I like the way they work. That's the way I would do it.
And nothing's going
to
happen.
I mean, those instructions took 30 seconds, Drew. Not even. 3 seconds.
Hey, tell him too early. Make it nervous.
Here you go. 30 seconds.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds, Steve.
8:30. All right. We're charging.
29.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are
you guys ready back
there?
All right, here we go.
10, 9,
8,
wait, what?
7,
is this Maz doing the countdown?
4, 3, 15 seconds. 2, 1, thunder up!
And there's some smoke.
First blast. And boom goes the dynamite.
Sweet.
Kaboom! Blam! Kablamo!
Uh-oh.
Oh, boring! Boring!
What happened?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You hear everyone starting to question. What?
That countdown. Who does a 30-second countdown? Why was that one guy insisting on doing a 30-second countdown?
He's hitting a plunger. It's not like the plunger's going to go down on its own.
And then he gets to 25, and they just jump to 10.
Too boring.
This is utter confusion.
Who gives a fuck? Propecia. Shot.
You better give me one more shot.
Herman, still filming.
I didn't push it down again.
I bet that fucking Mojo. They better leave this shit alone.
Why is that security guy filming?
He looks like an Oakland County sheriff.
Yeah, I think he is.
Why is he filming?
Why is he in uniform if he's filming? Do you think we have a scandal here?
This event has everything.
They still have the cameras going in case it just falls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the camera's trained on the Silver Dome for 30 minutes.
I have a feeling like Rich just wants to run to it and push it over to see if it all goes. Like a tree being cut.
Run into it like he's running through a door, put a shoulder into it. Well,
I saw guys going towards the building and was like, well, what if it falls down now? Or what if there's that fuse that didn't go off and it goes, and all of a sudden those guys are covered in rubble. And it's like, you know, some earthquake in God knows where, some third world country. Everybody's just trying to pull them out.
What happened?
Couldn't it go off now? Tomorrow?
It seems to me
just drop, I mean.
They're talking about hoping that gravity will bring it down. Or if not, they're going to use an
gravity?
They're going to use an excavator just to go.
Wasn't gravity at work before the explosion?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Nathan, for you, when the guy drew the likeness of the woman that was missing, he said gravity's the only thing that ages you.
It brought her face
if you live out in space, there's no gravity. You're going to stay the same age forever. And he drew the worst. The
age progressor.
Exactly.
You're gonna progress a lady 60 years.
And he just drooped her face down.
He just drooped it. He was serious.
The interesting thing about the non-explosion of the Silver Dome was that they actually discussed the fact that it could have been some sort of vandal who came in and screwed with fuses because security had to run someone out of the Silver Dome on Saturday night, or no, I think it was Friday night, and they went after him with flashlights, and they saw the guys climbing the fence, and they got away, and they said they may have kicked a fuse, or they might have
tripped over
a fuse.
Security breach.
So what I was thinking is, why didn't they check the area where the guys might have tripped over the fuse to make sure it was. And that one fuse would blow the, make the whole thing not come down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or there'd be one last check to make sure everything's connected right. And
is that something they found out
breach
after the explosion at 8:30?
Maybe
today?
It sounded like a good excuse and just go with it and didn't think Drew would ask that many questions.
It sounds like something
it.
I would cook up if I was part of the crew. Like, well, maybe there was a vandal and tripped over.
And I know there have been a lot of people that have gone in there for those like urban decay shots.
Yeah.
A lot of photographers will go in there.
Well,
ruin porn.
Yes.
Why is it called ruin porn? There's no one
get
nude.
Off on it. Porn is something you get off on. It's like food porn.
No one has to be nude.
Maybe they're nude in there.
Yeah,
that's part
could
of it.
Be. Maybe they're beaten off in the Silverdome.
And I was going to say the stall, but didn't they get rid of those? Sold those or gave them away?
Someone's beaten off in Spielman stall.
Should we have another Silverdome memory?
Sure.
Or get Mr. Adamo on the phone?
And I'll look for...
Adamo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll look for... here's a man on the street.
Yeah. Hey, what do you expect to see today, and do you have any memories of this place?
The Who twice, the Lions' last playoff win,
ooh,
and I missed the Pope, though.
You missed the Pope?
You got a season pass?
That had the biggest crowd, I think.
Oh, I know. What? And I missed WrestleMania 3, which I think beat out the Pope. Which,
oh,
yeah.
No. What's your name?
It's a
from?
Second Pope.
John Stanislavski from see. Chesterfield Township. Thanks.
Nothing like an awkward conversation with somebody filming you on their phone.
Well, small talk with spectators at a stadium implosion, I think there's limits to how far that's going to go.
For the spectators, though, who expected to be interviewed at the implosion of the Silverdome by a camera phone?
I have a point to make about this, too. The Silverdome, as far as like, there's been so much discussion about knocking it down that the idea of Silverdome memories has been, we did that in 2001.
No.
Sorry for the quality, by the way. And there have been so many articles about all the Silverdome things that when somebody says, oh, there's a couple of Who shows, it's not like, oh, the Who played there. It's like, oh, another guy that went to the Who show. Another of the 900,000 that were there that I've read about in comments.
It would be great if the next person who was asked about a Silverdome memory goes, oh, my favorite Silverdome memory is the last time I told about my Silverdome memories 5 years ago and 10 years ago.
Or they told one of the Silverdome memories we have. They told the Cocaine Wayne story or something.
Memories of the Pontiac Silverdome in rustic Pontiac,
Michigan. Sound quality, Brandon.
My favorite Silverdome memory is like when Waste Gang got in trouble for the mystery cocaine. Mystery my ass. Anyhows, we're losing, so I'm riding everybody. Hey, Loomis, you fat... Hey, Cocaine Wayne, you suck! These kids in front of me is laughing their asses off. I'm on fire, so I stay on the road. Cocaine Wayne! Then I see this lady leaving, bawling her eyes out. I'm like, geez, lady, it's only a game. Quit crying and sh-. Guy next to me says, that's Wayne's wife. So I'm like, hey, chill out, Mrs. Cocaine Wayne. Big ass laugh. You suck. Yeah, being on a roll, that's my best Silverdome memory.
Oh, he was on a roll, no doubt about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was
big laugh.
That is cool when you're on a roll like that.
Tell me about it.
It was fun. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, there's a lot of events that happen here. I know, like, people are sad to see it go, but what do you think?
Within 2 weeks of moving into Michigan, I came here for a Pistons game, too, so... My wife didn't even know the Pistons played.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they played here.
Is the fact that he just moved here that critical? Says show how connected he is?
You know, they did play here for a couple of years.
Shows how long he's lived here.
No way.
This was mostly the Lions' home, but that's okay.
I did see the Lions.
Nice courtesy laughs.
What did you do with the Who?
He's looking off in the distance, which is saying, please move on to somebody else.
Somebody I wanted to see for years.
Yeah, apparently Zeppelin played here in 77.
Oh, okay.
Apparently Zeppelin played here.
Apparently.
And he goes,
no, they did.
Oh, okay.
What can you say about that?
So they weren't even saying they went.
Yeah. They played the Royal Albert Hall, too.
Here we go. She's
how about that?
What brings you guys out here? Do you have some memories of the Silver
Here comes
Dome?
The name drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah?
The Who, the Rolling Stones.
You attended all that?
I did.
Oh, my
God. I attended a lot more than that.
I didn't see you there.
Where are you from?
My name is Charles Lessig. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan. Well, I'm from Detroit. Nice. I live in Pontiac.
Hey,
been
go rob his house.
You know, can't remember how many.
And now the final. What do you feel today? Like, what's it? Is it some nostalgia?
You got a lifetime pass?
It's time for change. It's time to let this go. And time to let's rebuild here. You know?
What a
the city
bold statement. What a hot take.
We need big change coming to Pontiac.
Out,
we need more businesses
out,
coming.
Out.
If you can see, I'm going to enter the politician ring soon.
So. Whoa.
And that's not a joke.
It's an exclusive.
Right?
This man
Tell
is going to enter the politician ring.
It'll be coming out next year, so
well,
I don't really want to.
Speaking of politics, the
well, you
only event
it up.
I was here for was George W. Bush was speaking for somebody. I don't remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was here in 2001, I think, or two.
Yeah, I went to some wrestling events here back in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Oh, that's good for your political
you
future. You went to wrestling events.
She's talking about Bush's
Silverdome, but we are also looking forward to change and we're friends with Richard Adamo and Sandra Adamo, so they invited us here.
Great.
You
so
had an invitation?
You're too young to remember this, right?
But that do?
It's very adorable anyway, so you're going to see a boom, I guess, today. That'll be kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Well, thanks for having us.
Kids are great interviews.
How's it going,
here,
buddy?
Lady.
Look at that. What are you
another
see
name
today?
Drop.
What do you think?
He looks like he's going to say, I like turtles.
Explosion. What's that on the scale from 1 to 10 for you?
10.
That's a 10.
I like turtles. My best friend's dad is the boss of the company.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who gives people, right? Awesome. Well, enjoy. Stay safe. Here you can see people gathering. Getting ready. They'll send out a warning.
Picture Propecia right
just
behind her.
Propecia should be doing the interview.
She's always in the middle of the action. That's what I love about her.
Oh, God.
Why is the somebody sent me, by the way, the actual raw audio of Propecia?
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It's really good. There's probably a few more drops in there.
I'm glad you didn't play another one, Brandon.
Oh,
you need to learn.
Yeah.
It would have worked.
Yeah.
But.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
I have a feeling the free press reporter that was forced to do all this would rather do what Propecia offered.
Oh,
here's another one. Man on the Streets.
Tell me about it. Like the Lions games, the concerts, the Pope. I was at the largest mass in the world, I believe it was.
Born.
Yes.
Wow.
So
that's
really some great
interesting.
Memories.
Yeah, I think it was the largest crowd the Silverdome ever,
ever saw.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was fascinating.
Exciting day. On to new development.
Quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
on
right.
On to new
right.
Development.
Thanks so much.
Don't know what to say because there's nothing
new development after 15 years of it standing there. The roof's been off it for 3 years.
It's about time.
Just a
change
dump.
Can be hard, Drew.
Progress.
Yeah, okay.
Memories of the Pontiac Silver Dome in rustic Pontiac, Michigan.
Oh, my greatest dome memory? It's like, I guess I'm hammered. I mean, poo-pooed at Monster Truck. Gravedigger's coming up, and I gotta drain the lizard so bad. Anyways, no way I'm missing Gravedigger, so I start whizzing in a beer cup. Just as I'm topping this off, Gravedigger's engine roars, and I'm so frickin' psyched, I give this chick in front of me an accidental golden shower. She's got this big-ass hair. It's like she could have used a couple inches off of that anyways. So I'm like, hey, sorry, it's cool, I'm clean. It's not like a foamy whiz or nothing like that. Next thing I know, her boyfriend sucker punches me. We brawl. I end up in OCJ for 2 weeks because I had a couple outstanding warrants and my old lady wouldn't bail me out. Stupid bitch! I guess that's my Silver Dome memory. We didn't really discuss the Oriental Spa and what happened there, did we? We just sort of glimpsed it.
I think I need to move out of that town, though.
I know. It looked respectable, though. It's part of a strip of stuff.
Strip mall, yeah.
Does it look kind of weird?
On Northwestern, is it?
Is it? I don't know.
So.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Northwestern has quite a few of those.
Oh, is that so?
Seemingly,
Oriental
yes.
Spas?
Thai massage.
Yeah, where's this at? I'm going to write this down.
you know, like Northwestern up around the Orchard Lake, around that big clusterfuck.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they interviewed people that work at the Oriental Spa, and this is after the owner. It's weird that the owner's giving massages, too, by the way.
Really?
The owner allegedly touched the breasts and the genitals of a female patient who'd been asked to strip nude and was under a sheet, and then the owner removed the sheet and then invaded her in a very sexual manner. It turns out that he's a sex offender who apparently violated someone between the ages of 13 and 15, correct?
Yes.
But nice having the owner of the Oriental Massage Spa, who's
unlicensed.
Happens to be a sex offender.
And he's unlicensed.
Yeah, he's unlicensed masseuse. So this guy's just getting off on touching people in weird places.
Who was it that did
he actually asked for the happy ending instead of the person getting the massage?
Was it Al Gore that pulled
the
move?
He said that he made her touch him. So he must have said, yeah, hold on to this. If this deep massage hurts, just hold on to this thing right here.
He grabbed her hand and then put it on her genitals. Wasn't it allegedly Al Gore that did that when he was here?
Wait, he grabbed her hand and put it on his unit?
Yeah. Remember the alleged Gore?
Yeah, the Gore thing. I remember the Gore story.
Was it him that said that? And the quote was, here!
I believe it was.
Or was it? It wasn't Travolta.
Travolta. I was thinking Travolta.
It's one of those two.
Is that a hot stone massage or something?
Balls deep.
It's just...
But
he's the guy that's named Convan, by the way.
Did you see, though, the girl they interviewed who also works there, and they said, were you aware that the owner is a registered sex offender? And she said, oh, no, I had no idea. Anyway, she was pretty cute.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good-looking girl there.
Yes.
I bet she's been asked for a happy ending or two. I wonder if she's provided one.
Well, it does cause an ultimate relaxation factor.
That's true. I mean, it seems like it should almost be standard, if you ask me, but... You know, that would be inappropriate for these people. You know, don't you feel bad for these real live masseuses who actually studied hard and did all the work to become a professional masseuse? This is what they've always wanted to do. They're really fascinated by musculature and things like that.
Study physiology.
And then you know that somewhere along the line, someone has asked them for a happy ending, suggesting that they're a whore. And they've done all this studying, all this hard work to get in this position, and inevitably... Because of all the creeps out there like this guy, they'll be asked for a happy ending or something similar.
It's unfair.
Their hand will be moved somewhere. It shouldn't go. God, that's got to be a bummer.
I'm reading about the Gore thing again. I forgot how much he wanted his butt rubbed because he was on long flights.
See, I mean, at least he had an explanation for it.
Yeah, I do. I remember the story. We read the whole thing, word for word, I believe.
Glutes, hamstrings, quads.
Oh, that's right.
Abductors worked on as well as his abdominal area besides his back and whole body. I inquired if this was due to the long flights. He said, yeah. Mentally noted that a request for adductor work is a bit unusual in the massage world. Sometimes it's...
Abductor work.
Said to Boz, what?
Abductor work.
But it's inappropriate behavior by a male client. It's not necessarily out of the range of professional treatment.
Wait, where are the abductors? Is it like right between the penis and the testicles or
inside muscles of the thigh?
Oh.
If you're riding horse bareback and you've got to clench with your thighs to hang on, that's the reason for it. I mean, besides that, it's kind of a private area.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a lot of people who have adductor work done.
He just figures when they work on his abductors, they're going to see how rock he gets, and they're going to just be... Well, geez, I mean, since that's happening, what am I supposed to do?
I've had a couple of massages, and what they do is they put the blanket in such a way that it rolls up and only your leg is exposed.
Uh-huh.
So that your genitals aren't flopping free in order to, you know, accidentally be touched.
Right, or anywhere really close.
Right. Hmm. So they take a lot of care to partition you off so that...
Well, the professionals, of course.
Well, that's true.
I wonder if anybody ever asks for, yes, I've got a pull in my taint. I know it sounds really odd. But, really need to be massaged there. It's a very small area. You don't have to be too specific. But I've got a pulled taint. Here's a note from my doctor.
Taint.
It does happen. It's really strange.
How'd you pull it, sir?
A taint pull.
I slipped and I ended up doing the splits. My taint just got yanked.
Doing the splits. That's perfect.
My anus is a little sore, too, if you can work on that.
Sounds almost plausible. Two new Elvis stories you may have already heard. Elvis owned a chimpanzee named Scatter, who was trained to lift up girls' skirts to reveal their panties in front of his friends. Oh, is Elvis going to get sucked in? Will Elvis get sucked into this thing now?
Yeah, okay. Well, we know people file suits based on behalf of monkeys.
He also installed...
Is PETA going to file a suit on behalf of Scatter?
I'm going to add to his second story. He installed a two-way mirror in his pool house, and women thought they were changing in privacy, and really the whole pool could see them. When asked why, Elvis said, "It's more fun this way." Elvis was so enamored with the two-way mirror that it was flown back to Memphis. Instead of buying a two-way mirror in Memphis, apparently the one in Hollywood had so many good memories, they had to have it. It could not be just left behind.
He knows it works.
Yeah. No, it was just, there were so many happy memories associated with it. That was never said, but it was in one of those books, I think it was one of the Memphis Mafia books, they said, why are we flying this thing back to Memphis when we could easily buy another one? But yeah, the king, always great stories about the king.
So if there was a fire, that would have been the first thing he would grab?
I think so, yeah. Unlike Mitch Albom. Oh, let's see. Jesus Christ. Mitch's story today was about in a fire, because there have been wildfires. What would you grab first? And the most?
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Jim and I had the same thought off the bat. Like, oh, this is going to be another just Mitch album that you can't really rag on. And then we read it.
Oh, I'm ready to rag on him anyway because of all the
no
things he talks about that he would grab. Of course, they all make him look good.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
By the way,
you know, I'm pro fire. So once again, Mitch taking a real big stand on a wedge issue.
As I write this, I sit by a desk that is crammed with favorite books. Okay, he reads all the time. He's a reader.
This is the worst.
Important papers. He's an important person. Has to have important papers.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Important papers.
No, shut up.
Asshole. Can't you just say papers?
A relatively, parentheses, expensive computer.
Ooh!
How expensive can a computer be?
Well, if Mitch Albom, the most expensive.
Backup hard drives, a pile of crap.
Computer.
A pile of crayon-colored thank you notes from Haitian orphans. Okay, so he does so much for Haitian orphans that they write him crayon-colored thank you notes. That's nice to know. He's so wonderful.
And he keeps them. He doesn't just throw them in the trash.
On his desk.
Frame pictures of my family and some dolls that a little girl so precious to us loved to play with. That's all within an arm's reach, he says. All those things.
Yeah, it sounds like his office is cluttered as Maz's.
Huge desk.
Wait, he is.
For a tiny, like tiny
big,
man.
As big as we're sitting right here. This is his desk.
The wonderful
man.
This
looks so small behind it.
Just his head popping up.
His forehead and this mess of hair.
Drowning in his desk.
Is anybody in here?
He's just a little guy.
He's ridiculous. Got the light under his desk, like right here, so he can see.
What we carry, what we leave behind. His, we can only sympathize with those having to make such difficult choices. And pray that if we ever find ourselves in such position, our values guide us wisely.
Oh, God. I think people, even through the wildfires, would find it annoying.
He's such a nice guy.
Amanda Bynes finally resurfaced.
My girl. Yeah.
And it is the weirdest and worst interview possibly ever.
And not because of Amanda Bynes.
No,
that's the amazing part.
She does what she's supposed to do. Who is this person interviewing? Everyone's talking about it, too. It's funny. All the comments are about the interviewer. Yeah. there's like 6,000 comments underneath that interview. And they're all about how cringy the interviewer is and how weird she looks and who is this idiot?
Diana Madison, whoever that is. I don't even know.
Never heard of her.
What this thing is, this Holly Scoop that she gave this interview to.
And this is, you know, Amanda Bynes is somebody who really we've wanted to hear from in a sort of cogent way for years. She was off the rails. I mean, when Amanda Bynes, if they said Amanda Bynes news coming up, you would not turn off your television.
No, she was a
train wreck.
She says she was on drugs. But
she was a nonstop train wreck.
Yeah, her tweets were hilarious.
Oh, my God. Everyone's ugly.
Yeah,
it was
that's
hilarious.
Right.
Remember how she was, everyone was ugly.
I forgot about that.
She wouldn't stop calling people ugly. It was absolutely comical. It was bizarre.
I'm reading this lady that did the interview on her website. Her description of herself is mommy, entrepreneur, talk show host, producer, fashionista. Which basically is, I don't really have a real job. I mean, what are those, a real job? And then down below, she has Amanda Bynes speaks out for the first time in 5 years. Last week, I had a top secret interview with actress Amanda Bynes. It was an interview that I've been working on for over 3 years to get.
And this is how you do the interview?
It was awful. It's so bad, it's funny. And once again, because of this interviewer.
I couldn't believe, of all the things she asks her, it seems like the only thing that comes up of interest regarding her crazy time was that she wanted Drake to murder her vagina.
Yeah.
That was like the only thing. As far as her calling people ugly and all the None crazy incidents and her setting her, wasn't it her parents' house on fire or something?
She should have gone through almost every single individual.
She went through nothing. She's talking about, well, let's just
She went through one of them. But the best part, I think, is when they brought up the video board. Did you make it that far into the interview?
I did. I don't think I did. Is that the end?
When she's asking about who's hottest or what looks.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see the part where she put up the picture of Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato?
No, I don't think. I think I kind of dreamed we were doing
that. Well, I'll just, in case we don't get to it. And then the third one was Selena Gomez. And the interviewer goes, here's three of your friends. And Amanda Bynes goes, I don't know those people. Oh, I just assumed everybody was on Nickelodeon or Disney when they were a kid knows each other. Which, why?
She was ripping people she worked with anyway. Nobody was her friend the last 5 years.
I know, but nice. If you worked 3 years to get this interview and you don't know stuff like that,
I know,
or just make that assumption.
She's interviewing her in front of this, like, this glass thing with a big red Diana in cursive. Apparently she signed it in paint.
Oh my God, that's stupid.
She looks so ridiculous. I don't know where. Who is this person?
I have no idea. She doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
You got to be kidding me.
No. Okay. Or she does. She doesn't have one right now.
Well, roll this and I'll read some of the comments because they're pretty universal.
Welcome to Lowdown with Dinah Madison. I'm so excited because I have the very talented and beautiful Amanda Bynes in here. So Amanda's made over 10 films, has done countless TV shows. Four Kids' Choice Awards, SAG Award, MTV Movie Award, list goes on. She's also have a controversy under her belt. And I like to say, welcome to the show, the brand new Amanda Bynes. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Diana?
I'm so excited to see you. First of all,
so excited to see you.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. So do you. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you. We were talking fashion before we started doing the show.
No one cares about that
part. You're wearing lace.
Skip it.
Ready for print.
And I want to talk as well. You
know, of all things, talk to Amanda Bynes about.
A fashion girl, like I love hearing that. So I will take that as a compliment. Okay, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, so now it's about you.
Amanda Bynes approved of it. I'm excited to have you in here. It's been a while since I saw you. Last time I saw you was we talked about this Michael Costello's event.
I've been working on this for 3 years.
I came to my holiday party like 2 years ago, which was fun seeing you. But the public, yeah, remember that was so fun. But the public like hasn't.
Back
really
when
seen
you were nuts.
And I think your fans want to know. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Really great.
You look beautiful.
Thank you, so do you.
I wanted to know, like, what are you up to lately? Like, how do you, like, motivate yourself on a daily basis to, you know, wake up and do good and strive to, like, be excellent? Tell me
what?
About that.
Okay,
I've been going to school lately, fashion school, Fitem. And I love it. I've learned how to sew. I make patterns. Okay. And I want to start a clothing line.
Boring!
So Fitem has been helping
me with
that.
What helps get you up every day, Amanda.
I go spinning.
What about when you took all the drugs to get you up?
And I feed the homeless.
Yeah, how'd you replace the drugs, for crying out loud?
A lot of people came out in support of you, your fans, during the hard times that you were going through.
Hard times?
Hard times? You're being fucked up?
Yeah, having a
I really appreciate that.
Did you guys ever talk?
We never talked, actually. I know that he called me family, and I love that. He's definitely a family member to me, too.
Who?
Do you miss acting?
Somebody you never talked to.
I do miss acting, and I actually have something surprising to tell you. I'm going to start acting again.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God. I haven't been a fan of yours for years, so
Thank
hearing
you.
That
You're,
is so
she's
amazing.
She's the only person excited by that
so
news.
I'm so happy. I have actually goosebumps
of
all
course
around.
She's going to act again.
All over my body, I have goosebumps, because I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I don't
TV,
have my goosebumps
film?
Yet.
What's on your like? What's in your mind right now?
I want to do TV. Maybe a few guest spots on some shows that I'm a fan of.
What is this background music?
It's real rules. Star of it in the future.
Yeah. Can I give you
That's
a hug?
What I hope.
So of happy course. To hear that. That's like the best news ever. Time to sip tea. With
a little edit there. Oops.
What kind of tea are you having?
I'm actually having strawberry.
Who gives a shit?
From Starbucks.
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite.
Mine is green tea matcha latte. Yeah.
No one cares.
Why well, you're the interview? No one cares.
Wikipedia page.
So you ready for this?
So ready.
Ready to go there?
Yeah.
Let's go. Amanda said that she turned into old Amanda for a second.
We should make a Wikipedia page and just put her favorite drink on there.
Murder your vagina.
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying
Murder My Vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, yeah. But I was also
sew it
on
shut?
Drugs. So that was my way of saying, like, let's do it,
let's
man.
Do it.
But I was, like, on drugs and trying to be hilarious.
Yeah. Can I be honest?
And you were.
He's really cute.
You were awesome.
He's hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for you to see that, I mean, I can't blame you.
Thank you.
What's it like
nice interview.
Your vagina burger?
I don't know.
I'm like, what does that even
I, what does that even mean? It just means,
I think it means
like,
real hard.
Fuck me, Drake.
She can't use it anymore.
I think she said, fuck me, Drake.
Okay, did Black China hot. Really steal your look?
I stole her look.
You stole her look. So you're saying it out there. You stole her
oh,
look.
Oh, yeah. I was getting the microdermals in my cheeks uh-huh. because she had them. Because
of Black China?
I thought they looked super hot on her.
Yeah.
I never said that. She stole my look.
Okay, so no, I was asking if she stole your
oh,
look.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm good friends with Black China. I'm going to make sure she, like,
he's aware
her.
Of yeah, that. Yeah, I'm a fan of hers.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, she's really
a
cute.
A fan of Black
yes.
China? For
she's
what?
She's a cutie pie.
Apparently her cheeks.
That right
me
now.
Too.
So I want to talk to you about, like, some of your old co-stars. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Like, okay. Hot to not. How would you rate them? So Channing Tatum.
Hot.
How would you rate Zac Efron?
Hot.
Because you guys were in Hairspray together.
Correct.
Seth MacFarlane, you guys worked together. Hot. So
They're all hot.
Okay, so there he goes.
Great.
Sorry, guys.
Great interview segment.
That was productive.
No knots. So I'm going to make it more challenging for you.
Okay, great.
So you said they're all hot, but let's rank them.
Okay.
Who is the hottest?
Zach.
Yeah, his abs.
Total.
Abs of steel.
Oh, my God. How is this
high-fived?
Channing. Have you seen Channing recently?
It's really fair.
No,
isn't Seth like 50 years old?
He has kids now.
I know.
He's like a family guy.
Super successful in every movie.
Does Seth MacFarlane right. belong in a hot yes. or not contest with Zac Efron and Channing Tatum?
No.
Sorry, Seth.
Yeah.
You're third.
No offense.
Sorry, but you're third. I thought it'd also be fun to actually look into your red carpet moments.
Okay.
And rate them hot to not.
Okay.
But
wow. She did.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Tell you, she did a lot of prep for this interview.
So, SAG Awards.
Hot.
Hot.
Number one.
Second, do you remember that dress, by the way?
I do. It's Marquesa.
Yeah.
Second
This
hot,
is such a blown opportunity, though.
Yes. And then that one, my third favorite.
That one is
why are you asking her about when she was wacko?
Because
what,
it was like,
she was nuts for 5 years. This is the first time she's surfaced. Yeah. How can you be talking about this trivial crap?
It's interesting because I feel like when I look at this photo,
and Bynes is acting like this is the interview she expected.
Well, that's probably why she agreed to it.
Oh,
she must know this chick.
Yes.
Somehow.
Marquez is my number one favorite.
Yeah, it must be.
Is that one of your favorite?
Maybe we pretend everything's okay. People will forget the last 5 years.
Your hair and makeup looks flawless.
Thank you. I went for a Sienna Miller look.
Yeah, because she's like boho chic.
No, you'll never look like Sienna Miller.
See that.
Sorry.
Bynes has packed on some boom.
Okay, next. Yeah, she
definitely replaced the drugs with some food.
Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, and Miley Cyrus.
I've actually never met any of them.
You don't know any of them? That's so crazy. You know, for some reason, I feel like if you're on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, like, you know each other.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know any
sorry.
Of them.
So that's a big misconception for anybody out there who's in my, like, same position in my head. That's not how Hollywood works.
What?
So you never met them.
What are you talking about?
How would you rate them?
Selena Gomez, hottest.
And she's been through a lot. She's overcome everything.
Exactly. I love her music. I love everything about her. Second hottest would be Miley.
She's so much more fun on drugs. Isn't she?
She's a blast.
Yes, I love the new Miley. And third hottest, I'm so sorry.
I'm not trying to encourage anybody to take drugs. Just saying, she's really a dreadfully boring interview. Comparatively.
Wow, you gotta remember who's interviewing her here.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Amanda,
oh, no.
for coming in. I know you don't speak to a lot of people. You haven't really talked to anybody or had a sit-down interview, and it's been a while.
And you wasted your time with this fool.
I'm happy to see that you're doing amazing.
Thank you, gorgeous.
And I know your fans are happy to see that you're doing amazing. And I can't wait to see what's ahead for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
love you.
Hugging.
Thank you. Love you, too. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The interview, the comments Sorry. Underneath this thing. This interviewer should be ashamed of herself.
She should.
The next one is, I'm good friends with Black China. Sure you are, LOL.
Who cares anyway?
That girl is cringy. Amanda's so calm and professional, she's acting like a fake little kid.
That's actually kind of genius on Amanda Bynes' part, by picking the worst interviewer ever. Makes her look normal.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody's talking about Amanda Bynes. Fire the host. Worst host ever. Jesus. The left chick's outfit looks like those looked like those cone dogs. Looks like what those cones dogs have to wear. What?
Oh, like a dog, like a.
Oh, cones dogs have to wear.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This lady responded on Twitter too, because she knows she's been getting hammered.
Oh, she responded?
Well, she's put up things lately, like sometimes being human, having compassion for those you interview, means more than just trying to make headlines. Hashtag Amanda Bynes. How many comments, retweets, and likes? Any guess? That was posted 7 hours ago. 7 hours, a long time in the world.
I have no idea, because I don't think anyone knows this chick, so I have no idea.
Five likes, one retweet.
One retweet? Yeah. I get more than that.
I have no doubt Amanda Bynes will address some of her past experiences when she is ready to. I will support her in however long that may be. That's her decision. You got to ask the questions, though.
Okay, well, someone who uses the identifier Amelia Everything Baby Names is making more sense than she is. She says, this interview had a chance to talk about some real issues. Amanda openly said, I was on drugs. Why not follow up with a question like, so you were going through a tough time then with drugs, but you obviously were going through a tough time in the public eye. What did you learn from that time in your life? Like, come on, how hard a task is that to ask questions?
Yeah. Amanda wanted to hold all serious questions for a longer sit-down interview that we will be doing for a major network.
Oh,
stay tuned. I can't imagine any major network seeing that piece of shit and going, we need a longer half-hour interview with this chick.
So what I saw on the Today Show was a piece of that piece of shit, right?
Yeah, I believe so, on one of the morning shows, yeah.
I'm amazed anybody picked it up, but I guess
well, nobody's heard from her in 5 years and she had a meltdown.
But she said nothing. Did they just used the part, though, I was on drugs. I specifically remember hearing that.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't. They played maybe a minute of it.
The first comment when she posted the video, this lady, first comment is, but her questions could have been asked. Shaking my head. And she replied to it.
She replied?
Yeah, stay tuned. We have a serious sit-down interview coming very soon. Well, what was that then?
What was the point of that? I mean, why'd you waste our time with that crap?
The next comment. Failed, missed opportunity. Interviewing the amazing Amanda Bynes. So many other important questions could have been asked. Hot to not, really? To which she replied, stay tuned. We have a serious sit-down interview coming very, very soon. You are so fake and awkward. Please don't ever interview someone again.
Did you respond to that?
Yep. We'll never stop, but thanks for watching. We have a longer in-depth interview to a major network coming soon.
Ooh.
Next one. That lady replied to that reply. Don't flatter yourself. No one appreciated you. This is from a girl. They watched it for Amanda. You ruined your career, in quotes, with that. Good luck, though.
Good luck, though. Hey, Jay, do we have a charger down here?
Yeah, here you can use this one.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. By the way, that's not the worst interview ever. This is still my favorite interview of all time. You ready, Jay?
Oh, wait.
You'll know it as soon as you hear it.
Can't wait.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer, and I got about to page six, and I called my agent and said, look, if this keeps up, I can't say no to this woman. I can't have anybody else do it.
Why does she talk like that?
And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this is, yes. I gotta go.
Well, we just love this show.
Oh, so, great.
You're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and
I love how she goes into phone-it-in mode.
I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity to come upon somebody who I feel is original. And she's such a character filled with opposites, and you rarely see that. Generally, somebody is almost a two-dimensional character, and here you have a woman who is...
Why do you talk that way?
She's opposites, you know?
Opposites.
She's good and bad. She's a goddess. She's a madwoman. She's a beggar. She's a drunk. She's an incredibly generous aunt.
Wrap it up with your answer.
She's a good girl. She's a wild child.
Blah, 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 great, intelligent.
Let's get back
to the interview
cop.
Was bad.
So I
yeah, please.
I was. I couldn't say no.
But I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No. You know, I leave that to
are
other
these
people.
The questions that were just fed to this chick?
I know.
True, true, true.
It sounds like she's got
all
an
right,
earpiece.
Anything else you want to
true,
tell
true,
us
true.
About Grace?
You know, we premiere Monday night, July 23rd, at 10 p.m., right after the closer on TNT. So, you know, I think the show is really thrilling. It's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
You know, it's so funny. I think that the sense
also
of humor
fake.
In the show is absolutely... I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges. I mean, it's silly as hell, and
he's with her,
and unbelievably smart.
Well, I think it's fantastic. All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in our 10th hour, which is pretty exciting. We've got, you know, 3 more hours to go, 3 more episodes to shoot. So it's going to be sad to say bye to it.
It's going to be Shatterite.
We'll finish up at the beginning of August. And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's so good to have you back. We are all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank
all
you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God. Where did that disaster come from?
And you can catch more Holiday. All right, and you do
you
a
hear
great
the awkward
job.
Wrap
so
up.
Thank you so much for joining us.
She's just staring at the camera.
You can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
That's from NBC.com?
No, it's not. And that's why you hear that lady in the background go, no! Did you hear it? Did
yeah,
you catch that?
Yeah.
It's from ABC World News Now, which was the overnight one.
Oh!
Just listen to it again.
Oh!
At the Arts Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.